Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
It is Tuesday, the 24th of September at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the Managing Director of Visa, and we'll be looking at whether the notion of working from home might soon be dead. And all the markets as usual as the Dow Jones hits yet another record high. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the business stories in the newspapers and websites. The Guardian newspaper reports that some of the world's largest companies have been accused of undermining democracy across the world by financially backing far-right political movements, funding and exacerbating the climate crisis, and violating trade union rights and human rights in a report published by the International Trade Union Confederation. Amazon, Tesla, Meta, ExxonMobil, Blackstone, Vanguard and Glencore are the corporations included in the report. The report says that the company's lobbying arms attempted to shape global policy at the United Nations Summit of the Future in New York yesterday. At Amazon, the report notes that the company's size and role as the fifth largest employer in the world and the largest online retailer and cloud computing service has had a profound impact on the industries and communities it operates within. Laura Slattery in the Irish Times reports that Audiovisual Ireland, the screen industry body affiliated to the employers group IBEC, has called on the government to increase the rate of tax relief available to lower budget productions to 40% to match a new UK incentive. The previous UK government unveiled a measure in March that allows productions with a budget of £15 million or €18 million or less to avail of an enhanced 40% tax credit. As the state's Section 481 tax credit offers a relief of 32%, the UK move has sparked concerns that the Republic will lose out on inward investment from international films and television series. It also suggested that some Irish-produced projects may now find it more viable to relocate to the UK. Audiovisual Ireland said Section 481 should give 40% relief to feature film, television drama, animation and creative documentaries where the global production budget is less than €20 million per project. Reuters reports that the European Commission has launched a challenge at the World Trade Organization against China's investigation into EU dairy products, initiated after the EU placed import tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. This is the first time the EU has taken such action at the start of an investigation rather than waiting for it to result in trade measures against it. The EU's action was prompted by an emerging pattern of China initiating trade defence measures based on questionable allegations and insufficient evidence within a short period of time, the Commission said. Proceedings at the WTO start with a mandatory period of 60 days for the parties to consult each other. The Commission said it would ask the WTO to set up an adjudicating panel if the consultations did not lead to a satisfactory solution. Now the time is...
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.